Jason is cutting Footloose.
It was a time for this loft, not anymore. This is our time to dance.
Kevin Bacon returns to Payson High this weekend before the old building is torn down. David Dejanovic joins students for a full day of Footloose prom activities. Here are Dave and Debbie, live from Payson High School on KSL News Radio.
And they're launching the celebration in just a few minutes with the big assembly. And then in our 10 o'clock hour, we're going to get with the students here at Payson High School, the principal, and they're going to give us the lineup as they welcome Kevin Bacon back to Payson High School for the prom this weekend, Dave.
Debbie, I just want you to understand that for this show, I'm a professional and I do my homework. So did I watch Footloose last night? Yes, I did, because I'm taking one for the team. Let me give you my initial reactions. I know this isn't the movie show, but let me just tell you, 1984, whenever it came out, it's still good. It is legitimately, I don't think it's just nostalgia speaking, it's still good.
You hit the nail on the head. It was 1984, and they're celebrating the 40th anniversary of the release of Footloose by welcoming actor Kevin Bacon, Ren McCormick, back to Payson High. They still have his old locker enshrined here. And I want to know, given our drive out here today, was about 50 minutes from Salt Lake City southbound on I-15, how in the world did Hollywood find Payson, Utah back in the early 80s? We'll be speaking to the Utah Film Commission. Maybe they can give us some insights on that. But let's get to our top local story.
Dave and Dejanovic. Special coverage of the top local story.
It's official. The Arizona Coyotes are heading northbound to Salt Lake City, Utah. The deal has been approved. Ryan Smith, the new owner, for a cool $1 billion-plus dollars. We got an NHL team, Dave.
I'm so happy I can't even stand it. I didn't even know I liked hockey. I am not a hockey fan. I'm a huge sports guy, not a hockey fan at all. I am so excited. I can't even breathe.
Now, we don't have a new hockey stadium yet. That's in the works. That's down the road. It'll take some time, probably, if they're going to build one at all. Yeah. But let's get to the back to the mothership in the newsroom. Adam Small standing by live. Okay, so give us the lowdown. Is this are they going to drop the puck come October at the Delta Center?
That's right, Debbie. At the Delta Center in October, we will have NHL hockey. Again, this new arena is going to be a big talking point here, probably for the foreseeable future, because we don't know like what the plans are. We know that there's legislation to support it and a proposed tax increase. If the city council signs off, that would help fund it. But for right now, for the foreseeable future, the Utah's NHL hockey team will be playing at the Delta Center. They actually got some NHL decor. They turned the Jazz logo black for NHL logo. Right outside there this morning. It's super cool to see. But yeah, we will have NHL hockey in Utah. We are now home to two of the big four North American sports. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
Adam, I think it is significant. It's important to point out that as we learned about this, it is NHL to Utah. It's not NHL to Salt Lake City. That was a very clear distinction that they wanted to make sure that NHL is going to have the word Utah in it, not SLC.
Yeah, I thought that was cool too, because this doesn't just impact Salt Lake City, as cool as it is to have another team playing in the Delta Center. This impacts Utah. I mean, we're talking about how united this state is from top to bottom, and I think that's a cool touch. I mean, we got the Utah Jazz, I think it just fits along to have the second team also bear the name Utah. I mean, I'm interested to know what the mascot's going to be. I mean, I'm personally a fan of either Venom or Fury, but that's just me. But we know it's going to have Utah in front of it.
We'll drop some names in about 6 or 7 minutes or so, because they've filed some trademark requests, it looks like. So we're going to drop some names. Adam, make sure you stay tuned, because we'll be curious to see what you think about some of these names they're dropping as well. Dave's got another question for you.
Well, I definitely, number one, have some big opinions on the names that drop. But again, we'll put a little pin in this. We'll circle back to it. But the one thing I wondered is, with that name Utah versus Salt Lake City, I wondered if there was an opening, a door that was kept cracked about possibly not moving it to Salt Lake City and moving it elsewhere. Are there any rumblings about that? Because again, if you say Salt Lake City hockey team, whatever it is, then you're pretty much located in Salt Lake City, no question. Any rumblings that perhaps if the negotiations don't go well with Ryan Smith and the Salt Lake City Council, that they could play elsewhere.
You know, I had not heard any rumblings, at least in all these mass amount of reports we've gotten here, at least in just this week and the last several days. But, I mean, what I do remember is, what was it, a couple of months ago now that we got a report that, you know, that Smith Entertainment Group, I think, was poking around Point of the Mountain potentially for a potential site or something like that. But, I mean, the report came out. I didn't really get a lot after that. But, I mean, it's a good point, Dave. I think it could potentially leave the door open. But, I mean, at least as the massive legislation they passed in the legislative session, this bill, I mean, it's talking about specifically revitalizing downtown, but who knows, maybe they did have thoughts of playing elsewhere. But I mean, at least right now, it's looking like Salt Lake all the way.
Adam Small in the newsroom for us this morning, tracking the developments at the NHL approving the move to Utah for the Arizona Coyotes. So the new rebranded team automatically gets a windfall of fan seats because the Delta Center is so much bigger than that tiny little mullet arena they were sequestered to down at Arizona State University, Adam.
Yeah, no, it's a huge thing. So I was actually Googling some of the stadium capacities around the NHL. And if you look at the Delta Center in terms of unobstructed seats, I think it's about 14,000. It can accommodate for unobstructed hockey seats as it stands. We know they're probably going to be doing some renovations over the next couple of years to up that to about 17,000, which is more like at least closer to league average. And 14,000 right now is actually technically the lowest in the NHL for unobstructed viewing. But, I mean, you compare that to Mullet Arena in Arizona, that was just 5,000. So you could see that the Board of Governors and the NHL wanted to get something immediately that could accommodate a lot more fans. And the Delta Center, while it comparatively to the other ones has less unobstructed seats, it's a lot more than what they were dealing with in Arizona. And unfortunately, those fans just caught in the middle of that whirlwind.
Yeah.
Caught in the whirlwind and not happy about losing.
But there weren't
team.
Enough fans. Adam Small, thank you so much for keeping an eye on this development that the NHL has approved and signed off on the move northbound for the Arizona Coyotes. They're coming to Utah. They'll start the season in October. It sounds like they're going to start it at the Delta Center. I've had a few friends reach out to me, Dave, and ask about the Maverick Center on the west side. That's where the Grizzlies play. That's in West Valley City. What are your thoughts on the Maverick Center?
And really, it is the premier hockey place right now in Utah. It's where the Grizzlies play. They're used to it. The problem is you want to create a culture around downtown. And the Delta Center's there. Ryan Smith owns the Delta Center. So all of this lines up. I can't imagine there's any scenario where the Maverick Center plays a role in any way. The NHL, the NBA, they have the same season. So the Jazz and the new hockey club is going to have to figure out a time. There will be, okay, you're off on Tuesday, we're coming in on Wednesday, and you've got to build in that time to switch out of court to ice.
You have been tracking the ticket sales, which already started right after the announcement was made. You've got some astounding numbers on how quickly these tickets are being gobbled up and what the protocol is. So you're going to run with that in about 3 minutes, and I'm going to tee up the different names that are floating around out there. I don't think you're going to like them. Next.
Bacon to Payson arrives in Utah County. Dave and Dejanovic are live at Payson High School on KSL News Radio.
Oh, you could just feel the vibe in the air. And Ren McCormick's old locker is just right around the corner from us. We got to make sure we snap a photo and post that all over social media. You know, Payson High is going to get torn down next spring of 2025. But before it gets torn down, they're having a prom here tomorrow night. And Kevin Bacon, Ren McCormick from Footloose, is heading back to Payson High.
This is such a shock because we were here about a year ago. What was it, about a year ago that we were here at Payson High School? Because we were talking about the teardown, and they started this groundswell, and they started thinking, hey, what if we got Kevin Bacon to come out, and they started posting it on social media. It was a long shot. We didn't think there was a chance. And then about a year later, I'll be darned, that's exactly what they've done. A
couple of weeks ago, and it is super exciting. There's a buzz here. Students are stopping by. They're picking up the Krispy Kreme donuts we brought them. They're tagging us all over social media. But while we wait for the students to wrap up their big assembly, which just got underway to celebrate prom, they're going to be announcing royalty. Remember those days?
Yep.
Let's get back to our top local story, which is the NHL is heading back or heading to Utah, packing up their bags in Arizona and heading north. It's been approved for Ryan Smith to buy the team. So they'll drop the puck in October for their first game here, likely at the Delta Center. We just wrapped up a lengthy, in-depth discussion with KSL News Radio's Adam Small, who's been tracking that development. That stadium is a lot bigger than where they're coming from. They were playing about 4,500, 5,000-seat Mullet Arena down there at Arizona State University. I love saying Mullet Arena.
Just say Mullet Arena. Party up front, or what is it, business up front, party in the back arena.
So they're going to have a lot more they've got a windfall of seats at the Delta Center. And you have been tracking the developments on ticket sales, which started immediately as soon as the announcement was made.
Yeah, ticket sales. We'll put quotation
air quotes,
marks.
You're right. It's ticket reservations.
Yeah.
That's a better way to say it.
Yeah, because we don't know what it's going to cost. And if people are thinking, oh, I can't wait for NHL to come here, it's going to be so much cheaper than a Jazz game. Don't think that. I mean, this is not a super affordable sport. If you look across the country, ticket prices are very similar to NBA prices. So with that in mind, they started making reservations. And Ryan Smith, the owner, tweeted out, in the first 2 hours, remember, Mullet Arena would only fit 4,500 people. In 2 hours, they had 6,000 deposits on season tickets.
What was the deposit price again?
It was like $100.
$100 to reserve.
Yeah.
An opportunity for season tickets.
Yes, and there's going to be priority given to Jazz owner or Jazz season ticket,
which I did not like. I did not like that. I felt like that should be open up to anybody. It felt a little bit like those who could afford season tickets to see the Jazz can also have first priority to reserve season tickets for the new NHL team, especially in light of the conversations that we've been having about getting kids excited about an NHL team and getting them into hockey. And there's a lot of families out there who simply cannot afford season tickets. I wasn't excited about that marketing approach to this.
At the same time, you also kind of get it, right? I mean, you kind of understand he's the owner.
You might get
he's
it.
He's the owner of the Jazz and the new hockey club. Mm-hmm. So
you get it from his point of view. I'm taking a much different approach.
And that's
to
a fair. It's a fair thing, because to be able to afford season tickets for both the Jazz and the hockey club,
you got to be wealthy.
Oh, Debbie.
Oh, you're putting it on a credit card.
No. You can't even put it. I think the credit card would deny it and say, what are you doing? Are you
crazy?
You've
got to be wealthy. Yeah, you got to be rich.
You've got to have some money.
So that's
no
just
question.
My hot take on that. But
6,000 reservations in the first 2 hours. We have an update to that.
Really?
Yes. It's now 11,000.
So double the number of people they could pack in that tiny arena in Arizona.
Debbie, it's nearly triple. And that was 14 hours ago.
And practically sold out based on what we just heard from Adam Small, who said that unobstructed views anyways, it sits at about 14,000.
Oh, that's a great point. Now, if you're wondering what in the world is an obstructed view.
Isn't that when you have a pole right between your nose?
Yeah. It can be a pool. It can be a pole. It can be a speaker, the sound system.
Or a guy who's 6'8" sitting in front of you. Sorry.
That doesn't count. That actually
did. In that arena, it does. Because the seats are situated in such a way. Well, maybe they've upgraded a little bit since I've last been able to afford to go to a Jazz game. But sometimes, you know, you get a tall person in front of you. You can't see a thing because of the way the seats are.
Yeah, I'm just saying they don't list that. They don't list it.
Yeah, you don't know that.
But one thing about the Delta Center you have to remember is several years ago they put in a huge new sound system and a video board, which is very large. So the higher you get, depending on where they put the ice, that might be obstruction as well. Hockey also has boards going all the way around the rink. So depending on your angle, you will lose the puck depending, you know, if it's up against the board and gets lower. So a hockey arena is very specific the way it has to be designed, mm-hmm. a little higher, a little steeper when it comes to the seating, so you can look more directly down on the ice.
Really witness the fights.
I do love the fights. It doesn't fight quite as much as it used to, but that's which is unfortunate.
Okay, so that's a wrap on Dave's review of what's going on with ticket sales. Priority goes to Jazz season ticket holders. People are reserving them for $100, and then I guess they'll make a big announcement. And it's per batch of tickets, per batch of season tickets. So $100 reserves you like one group of season tickets, and if you're going with a buddy or, you know, your wife or your husband or whatever, you got to reserve them separately, right?
That's I didn't know if it was for a pair.
Okay, well, there's a lot to learn about that.
But it's $100. Listen, if you're interested in season tickets, $100, $200, that's not a big difference.
I want to talk about what KSL News Radio posted on Facebook yesterday. It caught my attention. Anonymous applications have been submitted to trademark the following names. So there's been five trademarks made for potential Utah NHL team names. I'm going to bounce these off you, Dave. Utah Blizzard, thumbs up, thumbs down.
I'm going to dislocate my thumb with the thumbs down on this. Like, that's how violently I'm pushing my thumb straight down. How in the world could you think, having the Colorado Avalanche to our east and we become the Utah Blizzard, is a good idea? Mm-hmm. That is the worst name, and I've seen some terrible names out there. That is by far the worst.
Are we really known for our blizzards? when I think of Blizzard, I think of Dairy Queen, quite frankly. Those milkshakes you can't suck through a straw, you know. Okay, Utah Venom is another name.
That one doesn't make any sense because it has it's a desert, right? I mean, if we're talking about snakes and venom.
Well, we got lots of rattlesnakes.
Yeah. No, I get it. This is a hockey team.
I see.
It's got to have something to do with
the desert in Arizona. Leave the desert theme in Arizona. Yeah. Okay. Utah Fury. F-U-R-Y. Not furry. Utah Fury.
That's the problem right there. You cannot have something that looks so much like furry.
It's horrible. Okay. Utah HC.
Hockey Club. That's what
well,
HC stands
for. Utah Hockey Club. So there's two Utah HC and Utah Hockey Club.
This is.
See, this doesn't sound like a name. That sounds like an idea.
No. Okay. So.
Just explain that to me.
Okay. So one thing they did announce is that they are not going to have a name by the time October rolls around.
What?
They're not going to have the Venom, the Blizzard. That's not going to be the official name. They're going to largely be just the Utah Hockey Club, the Utah No Names, the Utah whatever, but they're not going to settle on a mascot. This is a genius idea.
Okay.
This is instead of rushing into a name, instead of rushing into a design, let's take a breath. Mm-hmm. Listen, we're just happy to have NHL here. We'll be the hockey club.
I'm sure there's some behind the scenes that has to be done with trademarking, but I was really leaning into the Utah Yeti.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Well, except it is also a cooler, and that is a big brand name, so I'm not sure if there would be some trademark issues there. What's yours?
Okay, I think I found the perfect one. Oh, we're out. Okay.
No, we're good. You've got
time. We got time? Okay.
Hurry.
Well, I'm trying to build it
have
up.
Have a quick
so
thought
excited.
For a change.
Okay,
go.
I can't do it. Blade Runners. How in the world is Blade Runners not the slam dunk? Number one, the nickname is
too
fantastic.
Long.
The Utah Blades.
Too long.
The Utah Blades is phenomenal.
With a Z.
Blade Runners, do not put a Z anywhere in this. Come on, folks. We've learned our lesson. We've learned
Blade
our lesson.
Blade Runners.
It is the Jazz.
Let's
it's not
the
Buzz.
At the end.
It's not the Stingers.
Oh, my gosh. You're killing my great ideas over
no
here.
Z's.
I think this name's way too long, Dave.
No.
It's not going to fit on a uniform.
Blade Runners?
Blade Runners.
Blades.
You had
blades.
Easy blades. Blades.
Don't you rain on this parade. Okay. Are you kidding? There's going to be a groundswell effort started by me.
All right. We're still live at Payson High School waiting for Kevin Bacon to show up. I know it's going to be a minute. But the students are wrapping up their assembly in the next 15 minutes. They're announcing royalty. Of course, Kevin Bacon returning to Payson to celebrate the 40th anniversary. Of Footloose. Yeah, that's right. We're getting old. It came out in 1984. But next, we're going to talk about the impact that getting a hockey team will have on the 2034 Olympics that we don't officially have yet, but we're going to get. That's next.
Payson is cutting Footloose.
It was a time for this love, not anymore. This is our time to dance.
Kevin Bacon returns to Payson High this weekend before the old building is torn down. David Dejanovic joins students for a full day of Footloose Prom activities. Here are Dave and Debbie, live from Payson High School on KSL News Radio.
Dave, I just had this flashback. I was 17 years old when Footloose came out in 1984. And, of course, now we're sitting here at Payson High School in the hall. Just a year before, this building is going to be torn down. They're going to rebuild it again. I think it's going to be the fourth or fifth rebuild of Payson High since the 1800s here in Utah County. And it has been a journey since that movie came out for all of us. I had one friend reach out to me and say, I can't believe it's been 40 years. But that, I had no idea the impact when I was watching it at a movie theater in Arizona where I grew up. The impact that that movie had on this quaint yet awesome community of Payson. It is so iconic that they have enshrined Ren McCormick's locker just right around the corner from where we are. Of course, Ren McCormick, you know, he was the big man on campus, star Kevin Bacon, who will be heading back to Payson for prom here tomorrow night.
A lot of people, number one, associate Lehigh Roller Mills. You know, that's, they think,
I remember,
oh, wasn't
hearing
that shot
that.
In Lehigh?
Yes.
I know that the school scenes were shot here at Payson High School. So, yeah, they shot a little bit where Ren was working at Lehigh Roller Mills. But the movie itself, the high school was Payson High School. You talked about the locker. They also have black and white photos around the school,
yep,
of Footloose. So they've leaned into it for years. It's very cool. In fact, going back to the locker, they actually assigned the locker to kids. Like, you can get Ren
so
McCormick's
fun
locker. It's not like, yeah, a shrine. They get to use it. It has a little plaque.
Students are wrapping up an assembly, and then they'll be joining us. We're going to ask them how they managed to do it. How did they convince Kevin Bacon to come back to Payson for the 40th anniversary celebration of Footloose?
Can I just say, if I'm going to this prom, I'm 100% wearing the Ren McCormick tuxedo. Like, you've got the purple,
is it plum, like,
yeah, jacket, okay, black pants, black bow tie. It looks fantastic. Do not go with the Willard, which is the baby blue jacket with the pink frilly fluffy. Don't go Willard, go Ren.
Fashion icon Dave Noriega with the Ren McCormick look for tomorrow night's prom here at Payson High School. All right, let's get to our top local story.
David Dejanovic.
David Dejanovic.
Special coverage of the top local story.
With the Arizona Coyotes shedding their brand in Arizona, heading north to Utah to drop the puck in October for the season opener. This is a big deal, not only for hockey fans, not only for downtown Salt Lake, but it also could potentially be a really big deal for the 2034 Olympics that we don't officially have yet, but I know we're going to get them.
Absolutely. Frazier Bullock joins us right now. And Frazier, I really want to know, number one, I mean, everything is lining up in a million different ways. Talk to us about the significance of an NHL team coming here.
Well, we in Utah are blessed with many fantastic venues. We have everything we need. But if we get the NHL here, it levels us, it takes us up a whole nother level for a couple of reasons. Number one is we want the best athletes coming to our games. And the NHL doesn't always play in every Olympic Winter Games. And so we want them. We are so excited that we could have them here. And with an NHL team here in Utah, that brings us that much closer, and it increases the odds incredibly that we'll have the NHL at our games.
Okay, that's the question I was going to ask you. Frazier Bullock, CEO of the Salt Lake Organizing Committee. Of course, the members of the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, were just here just a few days ago. They were touring the different venues. Was this part of that discussion that Utah gets an NHL team? We just checked that box yesterday. The NHL has signed off on Ryan Smith's purchase of the Arizona Coyotes. That box is checked. Did you talk to the IOC at all about hosting, you know, hockey here for the Winter Olympics in 2034?
Yes, we did. And we told them we have a fantastic base plan already. But we did let them know that the NHL coming here is a distinct possibility. And that just takes us to another level. not only of the odds of having the NHL here, which are extremely solid now, and then the other thing is the venue will be enhanced at the Delta Center. It will have more seating. It'll have more capabilities in terms of hospitality and elements like that that just help us put on even a better games with a new arena, or not a new arena, but an enhanced arena, and the NHL coming, most likely coming to our games.
I was going to say, is the working theory right now that it's going to be the Delta Center, or is there a belief or rumblings in the background that there could be a specific NHL arena?
My belief is it will be an enhanced Delta Center. Because they would like to have more capacity to be able to have more fans experience the NHL. So my personal belief is that they will somehow expand the Delta Center and make it even better.
Frazier, our discussion, not only being here at Pace and High celebrating the 40th anniversary of the release of the movie Footloose, but also the discussion that we just had with you about the possibility of getting hockey in the Olympics and getting maybe even being able to host that here in 2034, it took me back to 1980 and the Miracle on Ice. I'm living in the 80s, Frazier.
Yes, I remember. I was watching that game, so I remember that.
Me too. How exciting would that be to have that vibe here during the games as well?
Well, and in 2002, we had a fantastic tournament with the NHL, and it came to USA Canada, and we had Wayne Gretzky in the stands. I mean, it was just on that final Sunday of the games, it was absolutely incredible. Very, very tight game. And the Canadians just barely edged out Team USA. So maybe this time around we can flip it and let Team USA edge out Team Canada.
Awesome.
Frazier Bullock, thank you so much for joining us. Leads the world right now when it comes to this, the Utah Olympics. So we appreciate it. Debbie, this was a very important point that he made, is if we get NHL players into the Olympics – NHL players haven't played in the Olympics for a decade, and that is a massive fail. They have agreed to let the Winter Games have NHL players in 2026 in Milan and then 2030. So if we get it in 2034, that is a real likelihood. But it is absolutely crucial in the Olympics that you see the best players.
This has been a huge month, maybe that's an understatement, a huge year so far in 2024 for Utah. Think about this. The IOC was just here. It does look like in July they're going to put the exclamation point on our 2034 bid to bring the games back to Utah. NHL just signed off on bringing a team to Utah. Next up, it's the possibility of getting a Major League Baseball team and a Major League Baseball stadium built just a little bit west of downtown Salt Lake City, Dave.
And that would be so monumentally huge. Here's the problem with the baseball twist on it. It likely wouldn't happen until 2030, 2031, 2032.
Just before the games.
Just before the games. Yeah. So to actually get a stadium built would be very, very difficult, but the announcement would be big.
Well, I think it's a dawning of a new era, certainly for downtown Salt Lake City, and I'm excited to see how this develops. Straight ahead, speaking of big developments, we're going to go put our eyes on Washington, D.C., because they've decided back in Congress to vote on funding for Ukraine, funding for Israel, and also wrapping in the TikTok ban. And this could all go down this weekend. So if you're on TikTok, if you have a son or daughter who's on TikTok, stay tuned. We're going to go in depth on the possibility of the ban and what changes have been made in the legislation. It doesn't quite take the sting out totally of a ban, but it does relieve some of the pressure that it would happen right away.